Good morning and welcome back to the Get the Scoop Radio Show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, and right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schock. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
So you kicked off the week with hay tips.
Right.
And today, for May, I should say this is a May topic.
Right. 25th day of May.
Why would anybody want to be thinking about winter hay feeding right now, Chris?
I don't know. Maybe they're hot. Okay.
It's hot and it's cold.
Kristen, right now, I mean, it's a hard time to get people to think about winter feeding, okay? But when do most people think about it? Most people think about it right after they get the tractor unstuck, okay? Or right after they go back out and pull their muck boots out of the mud because they've walked out of it, okay? All right?
Yes.
So right now is a good time to think about winter feeding, all right? So when I'm talking about that, maybe it's time for you to think about putting some hard surface down or semi-hard surface down. To feed on. And Kristen, that doesn't have to be concrete.
I was going to say, Chris, what kind of materials are we talking
about? We're not talking. Some people are going to put down concrete and groove that concrete, build a stack pad, and that's fine if that works in your operation. Some folks are going to use dense gray gravel and pack it with filter fabric. Whatever works good in your operation, and it also depends on, you know, the size and how much, you know, resources you want to commit to that.
Budget.
Believe it or not, I think you know this, and when you talk about landscaping or anything, gravel is very expensive for really what it is. I spent my entire childhood picking up rocks out of a field. Now, it almost pains me to buy gravel, okay? But, we need to think about that. But right now is the time to think about that, okay? Because it is, you know, get that contractor in there. We can get folks in there to get this done, and we're not fighting the mud. And time dulls our memory sometimes.
It does.
And we don't remember how nasty it was when we were trying to feed last winter and how hard it is on the cattle. And that's a big thing. It is hard on the cattle. When they're walking belly up in mud, that's hard on cattle. You lose calves, that's hard on your pocketbook. So I think thinking about, you know, these types of things, you know, right now it's a wonderful time. But you got to call people's attention to it. Now, there are a lot of folks out there that'll help you with this. We've got some plans to help folks with designing these types of structures. All right, things that we want to think about is pitch and fall and getting water to drain and where the water is going to go, and we, you know, we've got experts in ourselves that we can have that conversation with you and get that conversation started. Some of our friends over at Natural Resource Conservation, they've got resources available as well to have this conversation with you. It's not only about, for me, it's about well-being of the cattle, but it's about safety for the farmer operator. Now, we laugh about getting the tractor stuck and walking out of your muck boots, but those actually pose a fairly serious situation, right? Because we're losing our mobility, whether we're stuck in the mud figuratively on the tractor, or we're standing there rocking back and forth trying to get our boots out of the muck. But, you know, cattle can hit us at that point in time, this, that, and the other. It's dangerous anytime we try to free a stuck tractor. So, to me, these pads are not only good for the cattle, but they're good for the farmer operator. All right, they are a safety thing. Now, are they good for the environment? Sure, they're good for the environment because they allow us to control the mud. They allow us to control the manure. And folks, we all know that, and I think we've talked about this, Kristen, the price of fertilizer is up there. And we are rediscovering how important having that manure to spread is. All right? So, folks, I know it's hot. You got your short pants on, you got your D-sleeve T-shirt on, but we need to be thinking about winter because it's going to be here in six months. So right now is a good time to think about designing that feeding structure for this winter. Like I said, if you need help talking about this, need some resources, need some plans, whatever, give us a call at the Extension office. We'd be glad to talk to you about that.
Chris, I'm so excited that you gave us those tips about winter feeding, and just so you guys know, we're going to transition back over into the summer and be talking about grilling some vegetables tomorrow. So make sure you tune back in here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big shout out and a thank you to our sponsors that make the show possible, like Farmers Regional Livestock Market and Hobdy Dye and Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.